Good morning.
I'm Stan Peacock. I represent Mr. Pace in this case. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear a lot of testimony from a lot of people. The point that you need to recognize is from the beginning, you're dealing with a 16-year-old young man. The law in Florida is that the age of 16 is consent. The evidence in this case is going to come off as confusing and convoluted. You are dealing with a young man here who is their alleged victim. They're going to basically have some testimony that shows over a period of several weeks there were some exchanges of emails that occurred between my client, and that basically in the process of those exchanges of emails, this young man wanted to be a model. He wanted to work for somebody named Marcia Dahl, who does a lot of literally modeling, advertising, and modeling promotion, and using people in advertisements for her modeling agency. The evidence is going to show that my client, Mr. Pace, does have a working relationship. At that time, did have a working relationship with Marcia Dahl, and assisted in finding and recruiting actors or models to work in that agency. The evidence is going to show that over a period of time, these exchanges of emails led to Mr. being brought to the residence of my client, and they made arrangements, they made an appointment for my client to go pick him up, and he did. They went to eat, and they basically went back to his house for the purpose of the measurements. And you're going to hear testimony about that, okay? Mr. has some foggy memories of some of the events that led to that, and it is our contention regarding this case that Mr. selective memory is not necessarily attributed to my client's behavior, but more to his own behavior. And that will come out, I think, once he takes the stand and you hear what he has stated previously in his earlier deposition and what he wishes to state now. The bottom line here is that the evidence they have regarding the DNA, there's some opening comments there about that, but what the state left out is there's a DNA residue of blood in the FDLA reports that significantly indicates a third member or a third contribution from a different human being. I think that's relevant. I think that's material. I think that's something you should pay special attention to when you hear the FDLA testimony regarding that situation. I ask you to keep an open mind on all this. Listen to the entire testimony of everybody. And I'll be asking you, obviously, due to the conflicts in the evidence and due to the gaps in the evidence, I'll be asking you to return a verdict of not guilty in this case. Thanks for your time. I appreciate you being here. And things only get done when jurors show up usually, so thank you for being here for that.